Fractionated to 10 or 12 lead EKG on patient Nancy Kane. On 6/17/25, Mrs. Kane performed a 12 lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complex is T waves normal period and paragraph impression normal EKG. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ricky Alacco. This goes to Dr. Ward. 6/17/25, Mr. Lackey performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment of flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was significant improvement, leaving the patient with a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 2/19/25. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Susan Stevens, STEPHENS. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 6/17/25, Mrs. Stevens performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 95% period. Patient walked 103 meters, stopped the study at 3 minutes and 19 seconds due to dyspnea, and felt that her heart was racing. At that time, her saturation was 94% and her pulse rate was 125. Period of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen, STEPHEN Kunkel, KUNKEL. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6/17/25, Mr. Kunkel performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with poor effort after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 2/19/25. There's been significant deterioration. Period of paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing progression. Good, I'd like to make this bigger. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Pamela YATES. This goes to Lorena Mauney on 6/17/25. Mrs. Yates performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lori Butterworth. This goes to Katie Johnson, comma, PA on 6/17/25. Mrs. Butterworth performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, TERI. Dr. Bill Cook. On 6/17/25, Mrs. Kaysen performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Capacity was minimally impaired. This moderate degree of airway obstruction. With poor effort after bronchodilator period, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 3/20/25, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Judith Palmer. This goes to John Blake, comma, PA. On 6/17/25, Mrs. Palmer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. Without any significant airway obstruction or bronchoreactivity period, compared to a prior study dated 2/13/25, there's been no change period in paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Rogers. This goes to Deborah Adams-Wingate, comma, FNP on 6/17/25. Mrs. Rogers performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. Without significant airways obstruction period, the air velocity index was slightly less than 1 period. The ratio of FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no change after bronchodilators compared to the prior study dated 3/18/25. Minimal restriction without airways obstruction or bronchial activity showing no progression. Thank you.